The Alec Baldwin trial is underway in New Mexico. It stems from the death of cinematographer Helena Hutchins after a gun held by Baldwin went off on the set of the Western film Rust in 2021. Baldwin faces up to 18 months in prison if he's convicted of involuntary manslaughter. Steve Futterman is following the case. He told us and gave us background to this case earlier.
Well, this goes back to October 2021. Alec Baldwin was involved. He was actually a producer on this film. It's a low-budget film. They were making it in the New Mexico desert. They were rehearsing. And when the rehearsal took place, a gun was involved. The gun, no one felt there was a live bullet in the gun, but as it tragically turned out, there was. And it went off. Alec Baldwin has claimed he never pulled the trigger, but this will be decided by the jury, obviously. The trigger went off either accidentally or by his motions. It shot one bullet and it hit the cinematographer, Helena Hutchins. It killed her. It wounded the assistant director, but he survived. And ever since then, there have been questions. Was there adequate safety on the set? Were people cutting corners? And that's what brings us to this trial. He is charged with involuntary manslaughter. No one suggests that this was done intentionally, but the prosecution claims that he was negligent.
Charges were dropped in this case in 2023. How has it come back before the court?
Well, the charges were dropped because there needed to be additional investigation. The prosecution dropped the charges. They investigated Alec Baldwin's claims that the gun went off by itself. The gun was sent to the FBI. The FBI did a very, very intense forensic examinations of the weapon. They determined, according to their experts, that there was no way this gun could go off by itself.
The court heard opening statements yesterday. The prosecutor laid out the case against Baldwin. What's that case?
Well, basically, the jury heard two very different versions. The prosecution saying that Alec Baldwin knew that basic safety rules are you never point a gun at anyone and you never pull the trigger. And they said he did both. They said that he basically acted with reckless disregard of what you would assume would be normal safety rules. The armorer, he should have checked with her. They claim he said he was embarrassed to ask her because it would make it sound like he didn't trust her. So he didn't ask questions that he should have asked. Now, one important ruling by the judge ahead of time, initially the prosecution was going to claim as the producer, he had some control over the set, trying to cut budgets. There were claims that they were trying to cut budgets, so there wasn't adequate safety on the set. That cannot be brought up in this trial. He's being charged as an actor, not as a producer.
What was Baldwin's defense in terms of the opening statement?
Well, they were basically saying that he was being an actor acting. He was not involved. It was not his responsibility to make sure the gun was safe. They said you had people on the set who were designed to do that. The assistant director, the armorer. We should point out that the armorer has already been found guilty of involuntary manslaughter. She's in prison now, serving an 18-month sentence. Now, Baldwin's attorneys will be very limited in what they can talk about her. They don't want to prejudice the jury, suggesting that it's all her fault, which is basically what the defense is going to claim. They're going to claim that the armorer made the mistake. It was her fault. It was the assistant director's fault, not Alec Baldwin. He was just an actor being an actor.
There was footage shown to the jury in the case. What was it?
They showed very graphic footage of Alec Baldwin rehearsing. They showed, according to the prosecution, they claim that you can see his finger on the trigger. And they show the aftermath of the shooting where people are there just trying to figure out what to do. So it was very dramatic. They played the 911 call, the emergency call, where one of the people making the phone call seems to blame the assistant director for all this. So the jury did hear and see this very, very emotional evidence.
What was Alec Baldwin's demeanor? How did he react when that footage was being shown in court?
He just basically did not show much emotion during it. It's a very serious case. He, of course, does face a potential of 18 months in prison as well, the same penalty that the armorer got. So this is a very, very serious trial. He was offered plea deals, but he did not want to plead guilty. That probably would have avoided jail, we think, but he decided to go ahead. He feels he has done nothing wrong. He has said that from the start. But the fact that he is going to claim that he never pulled the trigger, that's going to be a basic contention of the prosecution, that he was basically covering up what he did and that he made a mistake.
Steve Futterman.